Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
.602 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. On this thirsty Thursday, Ed North likes to call this day.
Friday Eve, babe.
With your pause there, I almost thought I had the day wrong. Norman, you jump right in there.
Well, I need this a can to speak into.
A can?
Yeah, whatever this is.
Oh. Well, how was your how was baseball last night, Jeremy?
The late game wasn't kind to me as the Phillies. Look, I'm happy the Phillies won because mm-hmm. it just extends this. And again, I said this before, I'd like to see them. I know you wouldn't, Ed, but I'd like to see them go to the World Series.
Home for the Tigers.
But yeah, I mean, that big top of the eighth that they had just sunk me in a game that looked like, hey, you called a great underplay and it didn't work out. I called the first game to a T. You know, we were going to see a ton of runs scored. In the second game, things just got awry in the first inning, and it was just like walk, base hit, error, fielder's choice, and then next thing you know, oh, I got two outs. Let's get another little duck snort to drive in two runs. Hey, a wild pitch, and then you lose by a half a run on the under. But I was happy to see the Yankees lose, but it was nice to have baseball throughout the day because that's kind of what I was doing.
AL East just ate itself up. Mm-hmm. Yankees ate up the Red Sox. Blue Jays eat up the Yankees. It's just eating itself up. No chance of... Two AL East teams in the ALCS.
What did you think of the Blue Jays manager's line? Start spreading the news, bitches. We're going to the ALCS.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Another reason to hate them.
Well, look, Blue Jays?
No, I hate them.
Seattle.
Hate.
It's Seattle or Detroit.
I got to be honest with you, Ed. I do too, but the problem is this. I hate the Yankees more. Like, I hate the Yankees, but I pull for them against the Red Sox because there's no one I hate more.
I get it.
I hate the Blue Jays, but I had to pull against them because the Yankees are second on that list of hated teams.
I'm going with the Tigers.
I think we all probably will.
I'll go with the Mariners just because that's who I picked out of the tree.
I'm saying we're all going to go with the other team.
Okay.
It's not going to be the Blue Jays. None of us are rooting for the Blue Jays to beat the Mariners or Tigers. Yeah.
Hell no. He's saying the Tigers. I'm hoping for the Mariners beat the Tigers to get there.
I'm talking about who you're rooting for. Like, it's a matter of, I think most of us don't like the other teams in the AL East. And it's also the thought process of what's the best matchup for me for my viewing pleasure. Toronto's probably the best team left, or even Seattle with star power, good pitching. But ultimately, I guess we have to look at who's going to come out on the National League side and see how the pitching matchup set up.
I think a Blue Jay Mariners series would be a good one, good mm-hmm. matchup. On the other side, Milwaukee's not really a star-studded roster, but they play good baseball. They just play their own brand of scrappy baseball, man.
But if you're Seattle, we talked about this yesterday, aren't you going, well, damn, man, we went up 2-1, lost mm-hmm. a game that was very winnable. I mean, it was fifth inning, everything just kind of opened up, right?
They win like 3-0, weren't they?
Yeah. And then 4-0, I thought, wasn't it?
I thought it was whatever. They were ahead. Yeah.
They were ahead, and then the floodgate. No, it was 3-3. Yeah. You're right. It was 3-0.
They only scored three.
They tied it up at 3 apiece, and then they added on. But no, like now you got to go back home and beat Tark Skubal again.
But you got a pretty good guy on your mouth yourself. We'll talk some more playoff baseball in the next. You have to be, if you're Jake Browning, you got this guy, 40-year-old dude they trade for, comes in as soon as the plan lands, is announced that he's starting. You got to feel like crap, man.
Yeah,
I mean, you bring a 40-year-old dude in to replace, you trade for a guy that's been in the league 18 years.
But he ain't got anybody to be mad at but himself. That was his job to lose, and he lost it.
I'm not saying it's wrong, but you still probably feel like crap, absolute crap. This guy lands. He's got kids your age, probably. and now he's starting. And you're right, he blames himself. 6 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, passer rating of 70. Not good. Not good at all.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, the problem with him is that he just chucks it up there. Like, I mean, we make jokes. Ja'Marr Chase has 5 tackles this season. That's from interceptions being thrown his way.
That's incredible, actually. It's that. I know.
He has more tackles than a lot of D linemen in the league. It's just absurd.
Hey, could you do me a favor?
What?
Could you check how many tackles the Adafi Oweh has?
Let me check.
You said Ja'Marr Chase has 5?
Yeah.
Check Adafi Oweh, the former Raven. See how many that guy has.
Oh, God.
Maybe an interesting stat for you.
Mm.
How many does he have?
Do you want to know how many solo tackles he has?
Yes.
Because he has 10 total.
Okay, how many solos?
The same amount as Ja'Marr Chase.
Exactly.
He got 5.
Oh, boy, that's good for a song, but not for a defensive player, a lineman. I got 5 on it. We don't want that from Oweh. He has the same amount of solo tackles. That's pitiful on both sides. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's pitiful that your wide receiver at this point in the season has 5 tackles. It's pitiful that a starting offensive, the defensive lineman at this point has 5 tackles.
Well, and you know, too, if your wide receiver has 5 tackles, that means you were throwing the ball to him and misplaced it, or he tipped it.
Clearly,
And with Ja'Marr Chase and knowing it's Browning, I'm doubting the receiver made mistakes here. You know?
Oh, yeah. Come on. Ain't nobody gonna blame Ja'Marr Chase when his name is Jake Browning.
Like, the happiest guys in the world are Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins because they traded for Joe Flacco. That's sad, man.
That's the state of playing quarterback in the National Football League. And yet, we came in here on Monday with people calling in to blame Cooper Rush.
That was driving me crazy on Monday. Seriously. Blaming Cooper Rush.
He is not the problem here.
They can't get starting quarterbacks. You're blaming a backup.
And in the same week, a team in our division traded for a 40-year-old man to be their starting quarterback, one who just got benched by the team that they traded with. And the team that traded him values him so much that they traded him right in the division and have to play him twice. That's what quarterback is in the National Football League. You have about a good, I would say, 12 to 15. Good. After that, man, it's you get what you get.
Yeah, man, it's not a... It's not great, and we keep shuffling the chairs on the Titanic here of who's in this top whatever. It was a top 8. Now it's a top 5, and, you know, I have a buddy of mine that calls Justin Herbert the social media quarterback, and it's probably the best nickname I've ever heard because people talk him up so much on social media. He's good, but he ain't done nothing in this league yet to get the type of consideration he gets. And I do. I think he's the social media guy, but he's always in that conversation when we talk top 5, top 8. But the guy that should be in the conversation right now is Baker Mayfield.
I was watching Monday Night Football. I was watching it. Some guy said, Rob, all right, who are the top 5 quarterbacks in the league? I said, man, watch the game. Come on, man.
Rob told a story.
Who cares?
Of him telling a guy, go away.
Who cares? I'm watching the game right now. Who's top 5 quarterback? What does that exercise get us, Ed? Where do we go from there?
Dylon.
Top 5. No, we're going to watch the game right now, bro. We ain't discussing that because that is irrelevant. 410-583-1057 is the number. ESPN's Jeremy Fowler reported the Ravens players felt last Sunday's game would be a get-right game. Yeah, it didn't happen. We'll talk about that at 6:30. But on the other side, we'll continue our conversation about the MLB playoffs, the recap from last night, and then a preview from tonight on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The 1-2 pitch. Got him! Jeff Hoffman strikes out Cody Bellinger, and the Blue Jays have done it. They have knocked off the New York Yankees. They have won their first playoff series since 2016, and they are going to the American League Championship Series.
Dale, the Yankees lose. The Yankees lose. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
The Yankees lose. It would be so great not only winning a game to get to the ALCS, Jeremy, but to do it in Yankee Stadium and you're not the Yankees.
Especially the way Vlad hates them. I mean, he just hates them. But to get to do that in Yankee Stadium, I told you, start spreading the news, bitches. We're going to the ALCS. I mean, not that I feel good for the Blue Jays, but I don't feel the least bit bad for the Yankees.
I'm not happy. I'm not excited about the Blue Jays advancing, but I'm pretty excited about, listen, pick your poison. Pick your poison. What's better than the Yankees getting eliminated in the postseason? Boston. Both happen. One postseason. I'll take the Blue Jays.
Can I tell you how scary that dude is? Three the Savage. Trey Savage.
Oh, yes.
He is nasty. And if you guys haven't seen him, he has excelled at every single level and it's just dominated.
He's a problem.
And then he comes into the majors and in game two of your first playoff series, you go, yeah, I like him.
He pitched 14 in the third innings in the regular season, am I right?
Yes.
And came in and now he looks like a postseason vet.
He at one point, Jazz Chisholm stepped out of the box. And he was already holding where he was going. He had his head. He did not move. Yeah. You're looking at it like, did my My TV freeze? What the hell? And then you see Jazz moving, and sure enough, what's he throw? Some just nasty ass stuff to strike him out. He is unbelievable.
He's got an attitude. Mm-hmm. I like it. Cubs, Brewers, that series going to game four now in Chicago. Chicago has some momentum. Pitching was good yesterday, late afternoon, but I like the Brewers today, even though you said neither team has announced.
Yeah, this pisses me off, man. Like, it's the day of the game, and you don't know who you're starting. Like, if you're just going with an opener, then put the opener's ass up there. You don't have to tell us who comes in after him.
Yep, but I will say this, though, and I'm guilty of this. 6:18 a.m. Still pretty early.
That damn thing should have been
out
yesterday.
It's still pretty early, though, man.
I mean, you should have your pitching matchup set up for the next day. Like, you haven't. So it's like, okay, we win, this is what we're doing. We lose, this is what we're doing. And then the one caveat, oh my God, we got into a jam. We had to change everything up. Now we're going plan C. You have to have all those ready in this situation of who's going to be available in the bullpen and which guys do you want to bring in? Do I trust a starter coming in the fourth inning like some of these other teams have done? Who was it last? Oh, Clayton Kershaw comes in. Out of the norm for him. And then he just got lit up.
He got lit up like a...
It's the playoffs and Clayton Kershaw's pitching?
That was uncomfortable to watch. It was. Yeah. Speaking of that, Phillies put 8 runs on the board in L.A. Keep that series rolling in game 4 tonight.
I don't know about you guys, because how much you've been paying attention to Kyle Schwarber. He'd been scuffling towards the end of the season, going into... He'd run into one, so he'd hit the home runs and everybody would look at it and go, okay. He needed that last night. And
2 home run night.
I'm hoping... Because, like, everybody was talking. It's like, hey, you guys are down 2-0. You just got to go home and face Yamamoto, who... Go look at his last 7-10 games. He's been one of the best pitchers in baseball.
He wasn't what he was last night.
Nope. So, I mean, I look at it now and go, with the Phillies, you looked at the pitching matchups and... Are you concerned at all? It's Tyler Glasnow tonight versus Christopher Sanchez. Is Sanchez, is this normal rest for him because they had the day off?
I think it may be an extra day rest. No, it's a normal day rest, regular day rest.
Yeah. I think it would have to be normal if it was in
regular. Regular rest.
Okay.
But so, you know that bullpen's going to be ready. They'll have somebody loosen it up in the bullpen in the first inning.
Oh,
it's elimination.
Well, you watched it yesterday. So Casey Mize for the Tigers, or not Casey Mize. Was it him? There was a pitcher yesterday that was throwing well for 3 innings, you know, like three shutout innings. And then all of a sudden, here comes the manager as soon as the guy gets on
Casey
base.
Casey Mize started.
Maybe that's what it was.
He gave up 1 run on 2 hits.
Yeah, and he was just dealing. And then he gets into the 4th inning, and a guy gets on. He's like, yep, you're out of here. I'm not letting you go through the lineup twice.
Postseason. Elimination.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you have to. This is what I love about playoff baseball. And people can say whatever they want when it comes to the old National League. But there was some serious gamesmanship between Seattle and Detroit yesterday where you look at it. Kerry Carpenter doesn't hit against lefties. Mm-hmm. They never play him against lefties. They batted him leadoff. It was a perfect spot for him with the pitching matchup. And he went 0-for. But in the 3rd inning, when Kerry Carpenter's getting ready to come around, they're talking about bringing in their nasty lefty to force the hand of the Tigers to say, hey, we're going to bench him. But what happened? The Tigers end up scoring a couple runs, and then so you didn't have to bench him. It's like, hey, we just tied the game. I don't have to bench Carpenter now. And they only have one other lefty in their bullpen. It didn't come into play because Carpenter didn't hit anything last night.
Now, let me ask you this. If it doesn't play like that, if it plays in their favor and that lefty comes in against Carpenter, are you taking him out this early? In a game that you have to win.
If they had more lefties, because as they put it, you get down big, he's the one guy in that lineup that can turn it around.
That's why I'm not taking him out. I'm not taking him out. Not that early. Late in the game, when the game's on the line, when his next at-bat doesn't mean anything. His next at-bat still means something. I'm not taking him out that early.
The point is, like, if he's going to – he ended up with 5 at-bats. Mm-hmm. So if you take him out there, he was either – I think he was 0-for-2 or something at that point, or 0-for-1. They were talking about taking him out, and I mean, he could still go up there and walk. Yeah, he doesn't have a 0 batting average against lefties. You know, he actually made contact against all the lefties he faced.
I'm keeping him in there.
So
now, again, 8th inning, his next at bat may not mean anything. He may not get another at bat, and that game's on the line. Okay, I got pinch hit for you, but you're not gonna make me force my hand that early in the game because now I'm managing backwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
is this recency bias or is this postseason better than most?
He said it the other day, didn't you?
I think it is, right? I think it is,
These games have come down to the wire.
Yeah.
You're looking at games in the 7th inning going, oh, my God, do you realize if they win, this happens? Or if they win, you start thinking about the matchups and who it favors, and That's why I love the fact that Yankee fans were getting bullish, and they had a reason to be, because you thought it was going back to Toronto. You were a more than 2-1 favorite last night in a Toronto bullpen game. And, I mean, give Schneider credit. He pushed all the right buttons last night, I thought.
Scooble, Kirby, Friday. I know we got tomorrow to talk about. We really don't have that much to talk about tomorrow because it's a lot of football tomorrow. I can't wait. I mean, I know it's not game seven because it only goes best of five. But this could be a barn burner of a game. You have two pitchers with the capability to have pitcher's duels. And if it doesn't come down to that, you have two managers who know how to pull the strings.
You know what the total is in the Seattle game?
What's against that?
The total of the game, which normally when you have great pitchers, and I would classify Kirby and Scooble as great.
Absolutely.
It's a really, really good matchup. Yeah. You'll see 6.5s. And then you'll see 6.5s when the wind is crazy in like Wrigley or somewhere else. If the wind's just significantly blowing in, it's freezing temps, whatever it may be. This game is 5.5.
Wow.
Points, as my man Tony Mantolino would say, are at a premium.
410-583-1057.
That's the
number.
They got their pitching matchup up and they don't even pitch today.
Orioles? So,
no. The damn Seattle Mariners.
Yeah, Scooble versus Kirby. Well, they announced that before the game was over.
Yeah.
They started talking about that as the game was winding up.
The Tigers wanted it in the back of their mind.
Scooble pitches next game. Scooble pitches next game.
they wanted to intimidate the Mariners before the game ended.
Yeah, it's just... And watch them come out and beat them now twice in a series.
They've beaten them... They have the most wins against him this year, I think. I think on a regular season, they beat them once or twice.
I think they caught them in the Tigers' downswing.
Right.
You know, when they had that, it's funny that we don't even remember it now, that they sucked for the last 6 weeks of the season and then coughed up the division. And now here they are with one game away from the ALCS.
Allen, Mahomes, Baker Mayfield, favorites for MVPs. Who gets your vote? We'll talk about that at 7 o'clock. Abe will reveal to us the obvious. But ESPN's Jeremy Fowler reported that the Ravens players felt last Sunday's game would be a quote-unquote get-right game, and they were shocked by the outcome. Your thoughts on that? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Last week against the Texans, just talking to people there, they felt like that was going to be a get-right game for them. They were legitimately shocked with what happened despite Lamar Jackson being out. They felt like they were going to get back to team complimentary ball, playing like a Raven, playing with an edge. They felt like they could help Cooper Rush by running the ball with Derrick Henry. And then suddenly none of that happened. And so I do think there's a shock in the building that has to sort of wear off quickly. And they're trying to navigate this thing.
That's Jeremy Fowler, courtesy of the Rich Eisen Show on ESPN. How did they help Cooper Rush by running the football? 19 attempts, 44 yards, 2.3 yards per carry. That includes Derrick Henry, 15 carries, 2.2 yards per carry for him. That's how they helped him. Not very much. The longest run from scrimmage the entire day was 7 yards. Again, Derrick Henry. In turn, Cooper Rush, 14 of 20. No touchdowns, 3 interceptions. It was not just not a get-right game, Ed. It was a game which you better bounce back from quickly.
Yeah. I mean, it's what's this, the crucial catch is the term they use? Mm-hmm. This is like crucial time. You got to bounce back. This is like, you can't say, oh, you know, look ahead, say, oh, yeah, we got time, we got this, it's okay. It's sitting there, you know, code blue to use in hospitals.
Fortunately, it looks like you may get some people back, Jeremy. Not Lamar. He's still not practicing. We said before he probably won't be back till after the bye. But you might get enough people back to be able to compete with the Rams on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, so look, all right, if you want to take the other side of it and ask yourself, how can the Ravens be in this game? We do have the Rams coming west to east to play a 1 o'clock game, which would typically be like 10 o'clock their time. We've talked about this before and the impact it can have. Sometimes it's overblown, sometimes it's not. Brought it up yesterday, the same Rams team went to the Titans and was losing towards the end of the third quarter, were able to score 2 touchdowns and pull away and win that game. So like there, it's the NFL. We just saw one of those crazy weeks and the Ravens are at home. With that being said, after what I've seen the past couple weeks, it's a tough pill to swallow to click that button to say the Ravens are going to keep this close or the Ravens are going to actually win this game, because it looks like you're looking at 1-5 and then trying to be perfect the rest of the way with maybe one or two break points.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't think it's like being, you know, if some fans, they set low expectations of themselves, so not disappointed, like, oh, we suck, we're not going to win anything. No, we suck, we're not going to win this game. I don't see any way they win this game. So, but and we'll hopefully you limp into the bye and you get right.
Yeah, what disturbs me even more is Jeremy Fowler, respected media member, for him to say that they were Ravens players who thought this would be a get right game, and for you to come out that way, that to me says a little bit more. You know, what I mean, I don't think you look ahead of your opponent in the Houston Texans, but when you start disappointing yourself or you become disappointed in your effort in house. That sometimes creates other issues for me. That's what I'm worried about with the Baltimore Ravens right now. We thought it would be a get-right game. We lost 44-10. It was far from a get-right game. It was a reveal more uglies game.
Yeah, it wasn't. I mean, that wasn't a bounce-back game or get-right game. But, that was a, you know.
But it's alarming to me that you know, that came out of camp and you perform and lay that kind of an egg. 410-583-1057 is the number. Jeremy Fowler is not a guy who is typically known to make things up. Let's go to East Baltimore and get Larry. What's up, Larry?
Morning. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you, man?
I got to beat the Rams, but it don't really bother me, you know. It would just take this season and get right. You know what you got to do. I'm saying, I'm just happy today. The Yankees lost, so I'm celebrating. Y'all have a nice day.
Celebrating the Yankees loss. You know, what? No one outside of Canada celebrating that Toronto won.
<'Cause> nobody cares.
Everybody's celebrating that the Yankees lost.
Don't bury the lead. The Yankees lost. I told you, when the Yankees played the Red Sox, I didn't root for either one of them to win. I rooted for both of them to lose. I was half right.
Yeah.
And I celebrated the one losing. Now I'm celebrating the other one losing.
I knew that couldn't happen, but I did the same series. I didn't cheer because the Yankees won. I cheered because Red Sox lost. That was good for me.
You know, my favorite thing about that is the fact that Cam Schlittler grew up a Red Sox fan and grew up right in the heart of that area.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Red Sox fans last night on social media were like, you know what you have to do, Sox fans. You can't root for this guy. You know, it's like, come on, man.
You went after his mama. Go to Baltimore.
What do you
expect
him to do, really?
Yeah. What's up, Jay?
Jay?
Jay. That's it.
Juicy J?
Let's go to Dundalk and get Johnny. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning. Hey, yo, Rob, you had that Traveler bourbon yet?
Yes, I have.
What did you think?
I like it. I do. I like the bet much more than I thought I would. I do.
Hey, look, Jeremy, you a betting man, but is this rain going to help the Ravens out in terms of the spread?
I don't know if it helps out in terms of the spread. So here's the one thing I'll say. Usually if it's light rain, it helps the offense, which would scare the hell out of me with Puka and Davante Adams knowing where they're going and whoever's back there covering them trying to stay with them. If it's a downpour, then I think you start worrying about ball security and in the run game. The Rams are really tough to run on. You want to throw on them. So, I mean, look, I think the Ravens can – I know I'm probably in a party of one here. I think they can stay in this game. I just don't know if they can win it. I mean, they can, clearly, but they've just looked so bad. It matters who they get back this week.
Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all, man?
What's up?
Sitting here working.
Man, I should give Kelsey Gray a shovel, man. She couldn't give me one assist last night, Johnny, man. That one leg killed me, man. But what I was about to say, though, man, hey, I was asking people on Twitter, like, can y'all give me a good reason why y'all think the Ravens could beat the Rams? They said, we don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm looking at it like this, right, man? If they can at least make the game close, because, like, I feel like it's deja vu all over again, right? Remember how we beat the Lions 38-3? Remember we beat the Rams by that walk-off punt return?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, I wouldn't be surprised. Hey, if y'all bet, take Stafford 400 yards, Cooper 200 yards. I mean, I hate to say it, but I don't know, man. Y'all trying to make some – well, I'm trying to make some money because the Ravens ain't trying to make us no money, so. But other than that, man, y'all have a good Friday Eve. What's up, Ed, man? Hey, Ed, man.
Yeah, man.
Ed, not a Yankees fan. My bad, Ed. See, I was about to disrespect you. My bad.
Let's go to Sean in Baltimore. What's up, Sean?
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. I just have a question for everybody, each one of you guys. If we keep complaining about what's not being done and we're getting rid of offensive coordinators, defense coordinators, everything, Why is Harbaugh still here? That's all I want to know. I don't even want to take up too much time. Why is he still here? That's the common denominator now. We can't put it on nobody else. We're going to keep doing this, and the next thing you know, in the next 3 years, you're going to be in the same place again and the same old coach.
Let me take a line from Trippy real quick. I'm going to be real with you, okay? I think every time that he's had a chance where he's been on the hot seat, something has changed. Like, you know, so you win the Super Bowl back in 2012, and then all of a sudden everybody's talking about, are they finally going to get rid of John Harbaugh? And here comes Lamar Jackson just throwing in two MVP seasons, taking them to the playoffs when they look down and out. And Harbaugh, to his credit, pushed his chips in the middle and said, we're going to roll with Lamar Jackson in this option offense for the rest of the year. I don't think, like,
because his job was in jeopardy.
I don't think you coach this long and you're a bad coach. I feel like sometimes statements grow stale, your message. Sometimes you have different players. You have a rash of injuries, and you know, you're looking at this guy putting people in the doghouse. I still question time management and clock management and all that thing. Like, if you talk to somebody in Pittsburgh, seeing the similarities these two teams have with coaches that have been around a long time, Steeler fans complain about the same stuff with Mike Tomlin, and they've been doing it for years. Hey, get rid of your offensive coordinator. What do we got to do to get rid of this guy? Even your kicker said he sucked. You know, so like, I think when it comes down to it, he's actually excelled in the times where we thought he was going to go, and that what extends him. He just signed a contract extension this offseason.
Speaking of parting ways with their coach, what's going down at Chapel Hill? We'll talk about that at 7:15, but on the other side, Hamilton and Ricard have a chance to play on Sunday per The Athletic. Lamar, Humphrey, Roquan, still hurting. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Baltimore Ravens have been banged up early on this year. Yesterday, Hamilton, Ricard, was reported that they have a chance to play on Sunday, according to The Athletic. However, Lamar, Humphrey, Roquan, Awuzie, still hurting. Probably all four of those guys will be out on Sunday. How does that help Jeremy the Ravens' chances of beating the Los Angeles Rams?
So how many of those guys are they getting back?
It looks like they could get Hamilton and Ricard back.
I mean, I think that's huge.
And Ricard back is, yeah, both of them. I mean, Hamilton's the best defensive player we have. Ricard is so important to the running game, which you're going to need, especially with Lamar out.
Yeah, like, it's weird because ultimately I think Lamar's the most important guy to this running game, which I know sounds kind of counterproductive, but if you understand that what football players have to do when looking at him and why teams have now put a spy on him almost at all times, you understand why. But Ricard comes in right after that, and that's no disrespect to Derrick Henry. But, like, you look at the way this offense moves, it looks different when Ricard is in there.
Absolutely does.
So I think that's huge. Hamilton, obviously, the biggest one because he's the best player on the team, not named Lamar.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think he can do so many things with him.
Yeah.
And again, like, you know, I said before, you named the Ravens top players, and they were all out Sunday. All of them out.
I don't know how many Pro Bowls or All Pros were technically out on Sunday when it came down to it, but
we know Lamar's 2-time Pro All Pro. We know Stanley All Pro. Hamilton,
Roquan, Matabike.
Was he All Pro?
Yeah,
All Pro. Yeah. Well, he's out for the rest of the year, but I still, know, but he was still, out Sunday. You got to count him.
Yeah.
So you can't not count him now because he's out all year.
Patrick Ricard, isn't he usually All Pro for fullback?
He was All Pro.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if you said him or not in that grouping, but like. That's a ton, man. That's a ton.
Of all pros.
Yes.
Best of their position in football. Yeah. Yeah. All gone.
You went from all pros to semi-pros.
How about that? Yeah. Yeah. 5-time Pro Bowler, 1-time all first team all pro, Pat Ricard. Yep. All pro. In fact, he was just all pro last year. That was his first all pro.
Look, I remember teams that have had injuries across the board or an entire room get beat up where it's like, oh, my God, who are they trotting out there to play cornerback or line or whatever it may be? But I don't remember a team losing this many significant players for a singular game.
When is the last time a team this good has, you know, it has to be, the comparison has to be a team that's this good.
That's fallen off like the next year.
Right, yeah, because.
And usually it starts with your quarterback.
Because if it's a bad team that has injuries, they didn't have a lot of all pros. A bad team.
But I also think maybe towards the end of the season or wherever, if your season goes awry and you're losing, do guys make business decisions based upon where I got a contract coming up next year. So either I want to play and look good or I want to play with these guys and get killed.
But I think we can kind of, I think we're probably 80% sure when a man makes a business decision. We know. We know the time of the year. We know the climate of the team. We know what's being reported. These aren't business decisions. These are legitimate injuries that, man, well, don't be a athlete in Baltimore right now, not a pro one. Rashawn in Baltimore, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Morning.
Hey, before I get to the Ravens, real quick, hey, Jeremy, hey, I know y'all got your little thing tonight, right, down at the little poker thing.
It's this morning, actually. Yeah 11
oh, really?
11
yeah.
o'clock.
Oh, man, I thought it was later on, man.
Well, you can get those guys to go to work and just take some time off BGE.
You
to
can
come
show
out.
Up.
No, we was going to show up, man, but Dustin needed a favor. Like, he's banned from the casino. So we was trying to see if you had some pull, he can come in with you, man. You'd be responsible for him.
I can put a call in to Todd Horseshoe.
Be responsible for Dustin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, man. I mean,
I got news for you. I like all you guys. There ain't no way I'm putting my name on the line for Dustin with the way you guys talk to other people when things go crazy. And it always happens around you guys.
Hey, it is what it is. People be bothering us and messing with us, man.
Really?
You know, we just be defending ourselves, yeah. Really kicking on us. Hey.
Tell Dustin to put on one of those disguises and come in.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, with a little fake mustache.
Yeah,
and
the nose glasses, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, on to the game real quick, though. So, I heard something earlier. I said it was going to be rain, and rain or something like that, and supposed to be wind, right, for Sunday's game. So, that can change the dynamics of things. You know, I don't think the Rams probably going to pass the ball much if it's going to be wind and, you know, rain every day.
95% chance of rain, high of 64.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, we might got a chance then. We can just run the ball, hand the ball off with Derrick Henry, you know, Justice Hill. But
is their running game better than the Ravens right now with the way things are constituted? If Ricard plays and Stanley plays, then you probably feel better about it. But if Lamar's not there, they're already good against the run, and now they're going to throw more guys in the box. That's why I'm saying the way to beat the Rams is to throw it on the outside.
Okay. Well, maybe hopefully they went over some plays in practice with Cooper Rush. You know, like some legitimate plays. Because I don't think they believe in him in this passing game, though, man. Maybe this can be like one of them coming out games for him passing wise. You know, I know Todd Monken can dial some stuff up for him. You know, he's supposed to be some type of, you know, genius offensive coordinator, right?
Yeah.
Show your worth, man.
Rob, you know what sucks is, like, I think he's intentionally calling in and bringing up Cooper Rush, but we can't question it because he is starting at quarterback. But I think if Cooper Rush wasn't even playing, he would have found a way to bring him up in this conversation.
I think he's delusional. I don't care. If you give me spam and canned beans, I'm not making a gourmet meal. You know what I mean? That's what you're giving your offensive coordinator. You dial up something. For who? Dial up something for who? Let's go to Middle River and get Scott. What's up, Scott?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good. Doing well. How are you?
Good, good. I'm good. Hey, Jeremy. Yeah. I wanted to say to you, to your point about Coach Harbaugh, it's a good point. It's a fair point. Like, he has changed, like, at different times when his back was against the wall. But, hey, Rob, I want to bring this point up. You'll remember this, and Ed, you too, because, and Jeremy, you probably do too, but I grew up when the Steelers were good, when, you know, like, I was on the tail end of when they won their 4 Super Bowls, and their legendary coach, Chuck Knoll, like, you know, I remember, like, when his message got stale, and in the 80s, the Steelers were terrible, and eventually, I think that you get to a point where Harbaugh's a Hall of Famer no matter what, but I definitely have to question at this point, maybe, like, we just need a new direction. And, Rob, I've heard you say often when people are like, well, who are we going to get? Like, there's nobody. Well, nobody, everybody is nobody until there are somebody, you know? And that's just my feeling. I'm not saying we should fire him, like, but I definitely think, like, his message is
right, you know? Though. That's true.
Yeah.
So, guys, thanks, man. I hope you have a good morning.
All right, man.
Everybody's nobody.
I thought you were going to go Biggie. You're nobody until
somebody loves you. No, that's another song.
Not that way.
No, but to his point, you're not a guy that goes, who are you going to get?
No, like, he's heard me say, yeah. He's heard me go up
who
against
John
that.
Harbaugh. Oh, I got you. Yeah. He said, who was John Harbaugh? Yeah, before we got him.
He's heard me, you know, kind of like, look, who cares?
That's my least favorite thing that people do is, if you get rid of this guy, who are you getting? Someone else? Hey, there's the answer. Yeah, someone else. You try again with someone else. You know, like, we've seen, is Bill Belichick a terrible coach? Because right now, the way things are going, it looks like it. So, I mean, I just, when it comes down to it, I'm one of those guys that a few years ago, I would have made the move. But what year were you going to do? It's a really difficult decision to make when you have a successful team.
It's hard
team.
To make a move when you're 13-4 and 12-5.
Exactly.
Why would you do that?
World is stupid at 7:30, but on the other side, through 5 weeks, Mahomes, Allen, Baker are the favorites for MVP. Who gets your vote? Is there someone else you'd like to throw in to that ballot? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.